Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you so much for joining us. Our number, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. We will get your calls in our next segment, and we're going to talk to Karen Simmons at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk autism with Karen. Karen is the founder and CEO of the Autism Today Foundation. Autism affects 1 in 36 children. At least 1 in 36 children are on the autism spectrum disorder in the United States. Worldwide, about 1 in 100 children has autism. Not sure why. Almost three times as many folks have autism in the United States and around the world. Nonetheless, autism is a very interesting, fascinating, and distressing mental health challenge. We'll talk to Karen Simmons about autism at the bottom of the hour. Get to your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are up on all the websites, as is a join the team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, if nutritional supplementation has helped you or a loved one and you want to pay it forward, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, the longevity business opportunity is something that you want to look into. It's an ideal business opportunity for folks who are entrepreneurs. You can get into it for very low cost. We can help you build your business. We do Zoom calls. We do regular meetings. And we encourage folks to use nutritional supplements as well as teach people how to sell nutritional supplements. If that sounds intriguing to you, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll get to your calls in our second segment. Karen Simmons, CEO and founder of Autism Today Foundation, will be with us, and we're going to talk autism, which has increased dramatically since over the last 20 years by 300+% since 2000, according to the Autism and Community in Action website. All right, we have been speaking about polysaccharides, the long chains of sugar that are found in various mushrooms and cereals and yeast and bacteria, as well as, of course, seaweed. Polysaccharides are long chains of sugars. Saccharides are technically called carbohydrates. The simplest forms of these carbohydrates are monosaccharides. Glucose is your classic monosaccharide. Fructose is a monosaccharide. Galactose is a monosaccharide. Lactose is a monosaccharide. There's lots of different monosaccharides. Those are the building blocks of polysaccharides.
cellulose, chitin, starch are examples of polysaccharides, long chains of sugar that are formed by repeating units. The cool thing about these polysaccharides is they have tremendous health benefits. Herbalists know good and well that polysaccharides are important. In fact, herbalists are specialists in polysaccharide medicine. The coolest thing to me about polysaccharides is they have all kinds of health benefits, but they have no toxicity. That is amazing. They're essentially therapeutic modalities with zero toxicity. One of the most famous, perhaps the most famous of the therapeutic polysaccharides are the glucans, specifically the beta glucan molecule, which is incredibly important for the immune system. I've been a fan of beta-glucan for decades. I first heard about beta-glucan from one of my professors who specialized in the art of pharmacognosy, which is the study of the pharmaceutical properties of plants. Most people know that pharmaceuticals are derived from or are analogous to molecules that are found in plants. I find it very intriguing that the vegetable kingdom is the source of so much medicinal value. The vast majority of pharmaceuticals are either analogous to or derived from botanicals, from plants. And as it turns out, the fungal kingdom, as mushrooms, may have even more nutritional value than plants. In the case of beta-glucan, which is found in cereal grains, as well as in bacteria, mushroom beta-glucan has some really, really interesting properties. The immune system boosting properties of mushroom beta-glucan perhaps supersedes the beta-glucan that are found in other sources. Beta-glucan, which is the active ingredient in the longevity Restart Your Life, can be thought of as an all-around health tonic, an all-around health substance. And everybody knows it as an immune system booster. In fact, there's thousands upon thousands, probably 10 or 12,000 studies that talk about beta-glucan for fighting cancer and for supporting the immune system. But really, it's a general health and well-being molecule. It means you don't necessarily have to be sick to benefit from the general health benefits, the immune and anti-inflammatory benefits of beta-glucan. Everybody's got, as we age anyway, everybody's got a certain amount of inflammation. Beta-glucan and its anti-inflammatory properties and immune-supporting properties can be just a regular old anti-aging molecule. I use beta-glucan in my skincare formulations. It works topically to support skin health, the way it works internally to support intestinal health. It's anti-inflammatory, it's anti-redness, and it helps build connective tissue. Oats have been traditionally the most important source of beta-glucan. In fact, Aveeno oatmeal bath is a traditional treatment for treating eczema, for treating the dry, cracked, itchy, irritated skin associated with eczema, the wound-healing benefits of beta-glucan, and the collagen-stimulating benefits of beta-glucan, how folks who are dealing with inflammatory skin issues like eczema, or also just for plain old anti-aging. Beta-glucans are anti-infective, they're antibacterial, they support the skin's natural antioxidant systems. And then when you take beta-glucan internally, you can use it to support the immune system, most especially, at least in terms of the literature, for dealing with cancer. The secret to the power of beta-glucan, which is found in all plants, but especially in mushrooms and in yeast and fungus, is in the sugars. Technically speaking, these glucans are sugar from a technical standpoint. They don't taste sweet, but they're long chains of glucose. When you take glucose, which is very sweet, and you polymerize it, which means basically you stick it into long chains, not only do you remove its sweetness, but you also activate its benefits, its immune-boosting benefits, its anti-inflammatory benefits, and its connective tissue-building benefits. Cellulose, which is probably the most well-known fiber, is used in everything from textiles to foods to medicine to skincare. And cellulose is probably the most one of the most abundant substances on the planet. And cellulose, again, is nothing more than just a long chain of sugars. Beta-glucan, in a way, is very similar to cellulose, except it has more immune and anti-inflammatory benefits. Beta-glucan is a specific type of glucan where the glucose pieces are connected together with what they call a beta link, which basically just refers to the specifics of the chemical structure, and the structure allows this beta-glucan to be absorbed into the intestine through the digestive system, and then, interestingly, into the body. This is something we just learned about over the last 10 or 20 years. The beta-glucan is a fiber that actually gets absorbed into the body. Unlike most fibers which pass through, beta-glucan actually can be absorbed into the systemic circulation. Very fascinating. for a long polymer of glucose. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We shall return right after this.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Hang tight. We'll get to your calls in just a second. Karen Simmons will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about autism. And I want to just say a few more things about beta-glucan. We'll continue talking about these tomorrow. We'll talk about the sugars in general. These polysaccharides are just absolutely phenomenal when it comes to health benefits. Hyaluronic acid, glucosamine, chitin and chitosan, a few coidin. All of these, generally speaking, combine to form what is called the glycobiome. You've heard of the microbiome? Well, now you have the glycobiome. Glycobiology is set to be the next big thing in nutritional biochemistry. I remember, 25 years ago, almost 30 years ago, a nutritional supplement multi-level network marketing company called Manitech became really big. And all they do really is just polysaccharides. That's their big deal. They were really hip to the understanding that you can, number one, get tremendous health benefits from polysaccharides. And number two, you could also get those health benefits with non-toxicity. And number three, these polysaccharides are relatively inexpensive. Bang for your buck when it comes to therapeutic value compared to cost is just through the roof, really. I mean, you get such tremendous nutritional value with no side effects at relatively little cost because they're so darn abundant in nature. They make the ideal supplements and ideal products for multi-level companies. Manitech is one of the bigger multi-level companies simply because of that. Excuse me. So anyway, we'll talk about these polysaccharides. And a lot more to say about beta-glucan, which, as I was talking about before we went to the break, is one of the rare fibers that is actually absorbable into the body. Typically, fibers are not absorbable into the bloodstream. Excuse me, into the systemic circulation. Usually, fibers go right through the intestine and they pull things through and they go out the other end and they don't get absorbed. And that's really what distinguishes fiber from other nutrients, is the fact that they have health benefits without being absorbed into the systemic circulation. Beta-glucan is unusual in the sense that it is absorbed into the circulation, into the systemic circulation, and this absorption into the bloodstream accounts for many of its health benefits. There are actually receptors inside the body, and there's actually a way via cells in the intestine for that beta-glucan to get into the systemic circulation. Very unusual in the world of fiber, and this also accounts for much of its health benefits. Beta-glucan not only goes into the blood, it actually goes into the lymphatic system. And this is where many of its anti-cholesterol properties come from. In fact, the anti-cholesterol, anti-lipid, anti-lipidemic properties, anti-blood fat properties, this really tremendous multifunctional soluble fiber is related not only to the fact that it can interact with fats and cholesterol in the intestine, but also into the bloodstream. All right, 844-236-6010, we'll continue talking about beta-glucan and the glucobiome or the glycobiome, the complex of sugars, the world or universe of sugars that are found inside the body, and their therapeutic value and their non-toxicity. On our next Bright Side episode, time to the phones, let's go to Amphi in California. Good morning, Amphi, or good evening, Amphi. How you doing? Did I say that right, Amphi?
No, Andy.
Andy. Oh, we got a typo here. I'm sorry, Andy.
No worries.
Okay, what's going on, Andy?
I'm just trying to rebuild my digestive health after parasitic infection, and I've been doing glutamine, 2 grams, 3 times
okay.
a day, and
okay.
then also using aloe vera juice, which you were talking about last week, and I think
yep.
that's helping up. I'm aware this is going to take several weeks, but I have a question about low stomach acid versus high stomach acid. And I would think mm-hmm. I would have low stomach acid if there was parasites getting through, but with acid reflux symptoms like burping, it could go either way.
Well, it could go either way, but most people are not making too much stomach acid. That's rare. Making too little stomach acid, that is unfortunately not rare. Stomach acid, the production of stomach acid depends on a healthy stomach, obviously, cells in the stomach. And it's very common for bacterial infections, specifically something called H. pylori, to affect how much acid the stomach makes. Stress hormone can have an effect too. There's lots of things that can affect, they call it hypochlorhydria or achlorhydria, and you could tell if you have a problem with hypochlorhydria or achlorhydria by what you're talking about. Burping is one sign, gas is another sign, and also skin problems, especially rosacea, can be related to low stomach acid. What are you doing? Here's a good test for you. Have you tried apple cider vinegar?
have been taking that with meals.
Have you noticed a change? You haven't noticed a change? Does it hurt?
Really.
Does it burn or hurt when you take too much? When you take apple cider vinegar?
No,
or just
it
nothing.
Actually.
Yeah,
it
I would.
Burn, no.
Okay, I would. It sounds to me more like an achlorhydria or hypochlorhydric issue. Do you have any skin issues?
I get a little bit of acne on my face, and I'm 35, so that could be a sign.
That could definitely be a sign. Is the acne located in the T-zone area, or the side, the cheek area, or the jawline? Where is it located?
More nose and upper, like cheeks, nose area.
Cheeks, nose area, yeah. That does sound like it could be. Is it red? Do you get redness?
Not really red, but...
No, just breakouts.
Yeah,
I would get if I were you. If it was me, I would be guessing low stomach acid. So apple cider vinegar is not a great form of stomach. It's not a great replacement for stomach acid because the pH of your stomach acid is like between 1 and 2, and the pH
right.
of apple cider vinegar is more like 3 or 4. So
okay.
apple cider vinegar is 100 times or so less acidic than stomach acid. What you really want to do, if you want to do it right, and by the way, before I tell you what you really want to do it right, is I should tell you that betaine HCl, which is found in the ultimate enzymes from longevity and most enzyme products, or is available by itself, is another way that you can replace stomach acid, or you can improve stomach acidification. But again, like apple cider vinegar, it's not really strong. The best way to do it is by having a compounding pharmacist make something for you called HCl drops. Hydrochloric acid drops. The acid in your stomach is hydrochloric acid, which is a very, very powerful acid. The acid in enzyme and digestive supplements and products is betaine HCl. The acid in vinegar is apple cider vinegar is acetic acid. And both of those are weak acids. Hydrochloric acid is a strong acid. So if you really want to replace your stomach acid or even test to see if you're hypochlorhydric, have a compounding pharmacist make hydrochloric acid drops for you. And what you'll do is before your meals or with your meals, you can take a couple of drops of this hydrochloric acid in water and then drink the water. Some states you require a prescription for it, so you may have to see. I don't know what it's like. I assume in California, because they have so much regulation there, you're going to need a prescription for that. Also keep in mind that when you're not making stomach acid, you're not going to be activating your enzymes, which is going to cause digestive problems and is going to really wreak havoc on intestinal health. So not only is it important, is stomach acid important for the breakdown of proteins and also the breakdown of foods in general, but it's also important for the activation of enzymes. And that can lead to all kinds of problems further on down the road. So get some HCl drops. If I were you, I would get some HCl drops and then take your HCl drops with food and also with digestive enzyme supplements. Andy, I got to go. Thanks for calling, buddy. And that's it for this segment. Karen Simmons coming up next. We're going to talk autism on the bright side.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
USA News Update. The suspect in a shooting at a shopping mall in Allen, Texas, is reportedly dead while police continue to search for a second suspect. There are reports of multiple victims, including children. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is sending quick response teams to the southern border ahead of an expected surge in illegal crossings as Title 42 expires next week. Shouts of "God Save the King" rang out as Charles III has his crown. And star a coronation ceremony took place on Saturday at Westminster Abbey for Charles and Queen Camilla before a crowd of thousands of invited guests. Mage went off at 15-1 odds, but defied the odds, winning the 149th Kentucky Derby. Two Phils and Angel of Empire round out the top three on a day that was marred by two horses having to be euthanized. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our number 844-236-6010, but we're not going to take your calls now. We're on the air Saturdays and Sundays, weekend evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find an archive as well as a search box that you can use if you want to review a subject. You'll also find the Longevity products up at brightsideben.com, as well as my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our videos and news stories and blog posts, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. There's a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business, be part of the Longevity family. You can also call 866-735-2470 to order your favorite Longevity products or to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. Also want to remind you to take a look at our True Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered was health is beauty. Healing is beauty. No surprise to you guys, but that is the missing link in the beauty business, is health. Health, healthy skin is beautiful skin. Beautiful skin is healthy skin, and True Skin Health products are just that. They're skin health products designed to heal the skin and at the same time beautify the skin. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Check them out at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest this evening. Karen Simmons is the CEO and founder of Autism Today, the Autism Today Foundation. She is the has an online information resource center for autism worldwide. That's what Autism Today is. She brings over 20 years of experience to her organization. She's created over 14 publications, including Chicken Soup for the Soul, Children with Special Needs version or edition, and the Gold Medal Award-winning Official Autism 101 Manual. She's hosted over 60 conferences in both the biomedical and behavioral autism fields and is deeply rooted in the autism community worldwide. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Karen Simmons. Greetings, Karen.
Wow, I don't know. That was great.
That's all you. That's all you. That's the work, Karen. So autism, I remember when I was in pharmacy school, autism, we didn't really talk a lot about autism. It wasn't really a thing. But over the last 20 or 30 years, it has become a huge thing. And now, as I understand it, it's 3% of the population, something like that, or 3% of the kids have, 3% of children have autism. And worldwide, 1% of kids have autism. So that brings me to a couple of questions. Number one, what accounts for this increase in diagnoses of kids with autism spectrum disorder, and why do three times as many American children have this this particular mental health challenge, or maybe emotional mental health challenge, as do kids worldwide?
That is a really, really good question. I think a lot of people are missed, basically, all over the world. One in 36 right now, according to CDC, are being diagnosed. And I, you know, like, what's attributing to it? I think there's a lot of environmental factors, but I mean, nobody can actually put their finger on exactly what's causing, or, you know, the cause. We're trying to work on what can we do to help people, you know, who have autism, and help, you know, with the interventions, and help people through the challenges around autism. Because we can speculate till the cows come home, you know.
Well, what is your speculation? Do you have a speculation? As an expert,
do I have a speculate?
Yeah.
I know that a lot of times the apple doesn't fall from the tree, and there's a lot of genetic components to do with autism. Environment.
But the genetic component wouldn't account for the increase, would it?
No. I think that there are more people are recognized. You know, because of the increased awareness, a lot of people were missed in the past. And I think there's a lot more awareness. A lot more girls are being, you know, recognized now because the symptoms and the diagnosis was missed in the past. Girls mask, and now it's becoming more evident that girls were missed, and so now a lot of girls are being diagnosed.
I was going to say, when you mentioned girls, as you're saying this, I'm thinking all the autistic kids that I know are guys, are boys.
Yeah, I know.
What is that about?
Well, that's just it. It's just that a lot of girls mask themselves, and the symptoms don't appear the same way as they do for boys.
Tell us about the distinction between symptoms. You said they have different symptoms. So what are the different symptoms?
Social skills, different behaviors, different ways of acting, just a lot of different things.
What do you think about vaccines and autism?
Well, the vaccines back in the day, vaccines were a big issue because, of course, they had the thimerosal in the vaccines, which they took out, and they replaced it with another type of a type of preservative. So it's very, very controversial, you know, talk about.
Do you think there's a connection between the two?
Well, I think back in 1998, 2003, there was definitely put preservatives in, like I said, preservatives into the vaccine, and that caused a lot of issues around, when they would take and give an injection to a small child, and maybe they didn't shake the bottle up, and there's speculation as to whether or not they did shake the bottle up or didn't, you know, as far as the chemicals they put in and who administered the vaccine, and there's so many different variables as to what.
Well, doesn't that create kind of a problem if there's so many variables? I mean, is autism even a real thing? If it's a real thing, then how come there's so many different causes? How come you say there's so many different variables? I mean, there has to be something that causes it. There has to be some kind of commonality. No?
Do you have anybody in your family that has autism?
Do you know anybody
with autism?
Yeah, I know a lot of people. Well, I can't say I know them, but as a healthcare professional, I've dealt with a lot of patients who've had autism. I would say I know them. And there's this thing called, and I'm sure you know, there's a spectrum, autism spectrum.
Of course there is.
So it goes from people who are really severely autistic, right, to people who are just kind of mild social impairment of social skills, like so-called Asperger's syndrome, that kind of thing. So when I hear the word autism, I'm not really sure like what they're exactly talking about when they say autism.
Well, they're talking basically about social skills, behavior, communication, sensory challenges.
Mm.
That's really what it boils down to. And those can be varying, you know, like it is a spectrum of issues.
Okay, we have to take a break, but I want to talk about the more mild forms of autism when we come back, because that's a little bit more intriguing to me. Mild impairment of social skills. All right, Kara Simmons is with us. We're talking autism on the Bright Side. My pharmacist Ben will be back after this.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side talking to Karen Simmons. Her website, by the way, KarenSimmons.com. She's the CEO and founder of the Autism Today Foundation. Karen, before I went to break, we were talking about this idea of the autism spectrum. And it's pretty easy to see that when people have like severe autism, which can be pretty severe, that it is there's a physiologic health issue that's going on. It's not strictly an emotional issue. But that distinction is not so easy to make when you have mild autism, maybe, or autism that's low on the spectrum, right? Like Asperger's, where people just have an inability to communicate, say. Are those the same thing, really?
Actually, we don't call Asperger's anymore, and we don't call it low or high because that makes people feel like they're somewhere, you know, better or worse. It's more referred to as a 1, 2, or 3. It's more an invisible disability. So they're even more challenged at times because people can't tell that there's something going on, and they have issues around social interaction. Communication skills are different. They can still communicate, but maybe their communication is awkward or peculiar, or they may say something out of order, or the sentence may be worded out of order. They might not pick up on cues. They might get too close. Like maybe the guy is going to stand next to the other guy in the bathroom too close and comment on his tie.
And that's still considered to be part. And that's still considered to be autism.
Yes.
Yes. Interesting.
Now, it may look very different on a young child as, you know, compared to an older person. You know, there's just lots of different peculiar things. Sensory issues are an issue at times. Maybe the man or the woman, because a lot of times it's men that are noticed, but maybe they wear headphones, you know, because they can't stand the noise.
Interesting.
You know,
Do people who are on, I hesitate, now that you've corrected me, I don't want to say low on the spectrum. I'm not really sure how to term it, but do people on that, that would previously be described as low on the spectrum, would they have the same sensory issues?
Yes, they would have them, and varying degrees. But you can't really nail it. You can't pin it down. You can't say, okay, well, all people that are on that end of the spectrum are going to have more severe, sensory needs. And you can't say there's just it's speckled. I don't know how else to say it either. You know, it's really complicated.
Yeah, that's why people really don't understand the disease, because it is so complex. Now you have
it's a disorder. It's not a disease because nobody can catch it.
I see. Okay, disorder. Okay. Not very good.
Yeah.
Okay, now you talk a lot about, or you mentioned in your blurb anyway, about biomarkers.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
I sure can. Okay, so we are on the board of the Applied Isotope Technologies Board, which is an organization that was founded by Professors Skip Kingston and Scott Faber, and they have a technique of analyzing and measuring the immeasurable in blood cells, so that, you know, they can take the blood cell of an infant or a smaller child, as opposed to taking, you know, tubes and tubes of blood, which is really hard to get out of a child, especially when it's autistic, and, you know, analyzing the blood to see if the blood is, you know, contaminated or whatever. And they can scientifically see the blood so that they can, you know, see what's going on there, you know, see the toxins that are in the blood and everything, the heavy metals, the pesticides, so on and so forth.
Are there correlates? Are there specific correlates between symptoms and heavy metals, say, or symptoms of any toxins?
There are certain correlations between the people with autism that have certain things, certain types of metals in the blood, which is showing and indicating that these test studies did show up to have these contaminants in their blood more so, right? So, I mean, they did go through that. I'm not a scientist. I am not a doctor.
Gotcha.
I'm going to say that right there, okay? Put that out there.
But there is a link between environmental toxins and contaminants and symptoms.
According to these guys, okay, so these scientists, and according to their particular study. So I'm going to put that, you know, I want to say that. You know, I don't want to be quoted or misquoted as saying.
Okay, all right.
However, there's a lot of science behind this, and they have a lot of people behind them, you know, with what they're doing, the work that they're doing. There's a lot of years and years and years and years of studying that they've been doing, and they have some very interested parties in what they're doing. And
what
we have our board that's looking at it. Anyway.
What do you know about the relationship between the digestive system and autism?
The gut brain are very connected, and
yeah.
We have people on our board. Yes, absolutely. We're actually putting a cooking show together right now with a person, and we're dealing with the cancer place here, Wellspring, and we're going to be doing a cooking show, doing gluten-free, casein-free cooking, soy-free cooking, to, you know, record it, and then, like, we have a channel that we're going to be putting all these things on, so that people can understand and see how to make meals that are easy, affordable, and fun for kids.
What do you think?
What
do you suggest for parents who have autistic kids? What do you suggest that they work with in terms of digestion and foods?
Well, it depends on the kid. Again, you can't say for all kids, but for a lot of these kiddos, they do better with the gluten-free, casein-free, with getting that out of their system.
Gluten and casein? You think gluten and casein are the two major culprits?
I personally do, for me and for my kids. A lot of kids do, but I can't say for all, you know.
Did your kids have autism?
Yeah. I have seven kids. Two of them. Yeah.
Two of them are autistic.
Yeah.
How far? Where? How severe?
How far?
Yeah.
Well, one was diagnosed with severe, but he's very verbal, so he got all the funding. The other one is actually diagnosed with neurodiversity. Actually diagnosed at 6 months with one thing, and then the doctor decided to take that diagnosis away and give him a different diagnosis, and on we go. You know, falling through the cracks. So, I mean, the system needs a lot of work as far as diagnosing people correctly and getting the right interventions to parents, and that's why I do what I do.
Is ADHD or ADD part of the, is that related at all?
A lot of times, many, many times, attention deficit disorder is diagnosed along with autism. So it's a very different diagnosis, but it's attention deficit.
Is it accurate to say that, based on what you just told me, I didn't know this before, that the spectrum is not accurate, or to speak about people being on the spectrum or being low or high? It is accurate or no?
It is a spectrum, yes. But to say low or high is kind of judging, you know.
It's not diagnosing? I mean, can you diagnose as being low on the spectrum or high on the spectrum? I mean, isn't that kind of a judge?
No. Yeah, no, saying that somebody's on the spectrum is going to be anywhere on the spectrum is going to be more of I'm talking with my hands. You can't see my hands move, but they're going to be, you know, maybe their social interaction skills may be, they're able to socially interact better or worse. Or, I mean, that's a judgment too, but maybe they're very sensitive to sound, or maybe they're not so sensitive to sound.
Severity. Is severity?
Severity is a good, yeah. The severity. I'm just saying that if you're very low, if you stay low functioning, then maybe the person is very gifted in music. Maybe they're very gifted. Maybe they're brilliant. Maybe they can write dissertations, but they don't talk. You know, so people take offense to that.
Is the phenomena, the savant phenomena, part of this?
Yes, a lot of times. Yeah. That was in my official 101 book. I had Daryl Treffart, who interviewed a lot of different savants around the world, and there's a lot of savants.
Are autistic?
They're autistic, yes.
All right, so we got about a minute. What do you want parents to know, parents of autistic children to know, especially parents who are very concerned and feeling not good about the situation? What do you want to say?
Embrace the diagnosis and focus on the gifts, strengths, and talents of their children, and focus on the big picture. Think about what they're going to do with their lives, and don't forget about build a career in there if they can. You know, like a lot of times, we focus on getting them to the age of 18, and then they go, now what? You know, and they forget about the rest of their lives, and then here we are.
All right, Karen. Thank you so much for being on The Bright Side, Karen. CEO and founder, Autism Today Foundation, website KarenSimmons.com. Best of luck to you, Karen. And that is all the time we have for tonight on The Bright Side. Thank you for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular evening. We will talk to you all tomorrow, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Bye for now.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.